T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Coronavirus is the number one concern in America, and no one knows exactly how all this will end. Our Al Jones is following the various angles and has a live report from the 1010 Winds newsroom.
Well, we know one thing. It's not going to end well on Wall Street today. Coronavirus continuing to send a shiver through the markets. The Dow off nearly 1,000 points earlier this morning, and now rebounding somewhat off 750. Been an ugly week on Wall Street, 4,000 points and a 13% drop in just 1 week. 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Schuck checking in.
Now, with the Dow taking a hit of more than 10%, we're officially in market correction territory. And we spoke with Carrie Leahy of the group Decision Economics. He's saying, sure, if you want to sell off a couple of your stocks, may not be a bad idea, but just be careful.
Figure out your risk tolerance, and if you think you're holding too many stocks, cut back until you feel comfortable and can sleep at night. That's more important than being up or down any given day.
Traders certainly have a glum look on their faces as they head back into work here on Wall Street this morning. No doubt they are also taking a check on their 401k these days. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds here in Lower Manhattan.
A confirmed case is now in 60 countries on 6 continents. Over 83,000 people sick with coronavirus, and the virus blamed for 2,800 deaths. Locally, still no confirmed cases here in the city, although a person just back from Italy is being tested. The city is waiting for test results back from the CDC. Testing is beginning to be a point of concern for the mayor, who has for weeks been asking the feds to allow local lab tests to streamline that process. In Washington, Capitol Hill correspondent Linda Kenyon joins us with an update on the federal government's response. Linda, any agreement on funding yet?
No agreement yet on funding. There has been a number of figures that have been tossed around on Capitol Hill. Somewhere upwards of about $8 billion seems to be the ceiling right now. The White House, of course, requesting $2.5 billion, which many members of the House and the Senate on both sides of the aisle described that as lowballing, and they expressed concern that that might not be taking the coronavirus as seriously as it needs to be taken at this point. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he hopes the Senate will be able to vote on a funding package in about 2 weeks, but in the meantime, states and cities have been shelling out money, and the funding that will come from Congress will be used in part to reimburse those states and cities. The money that they're spending is being used for containment, for protective gear, for treatment, and of course, there are a number of partnerships going on right now for development of a vaccine. Linda Kenyon in Washington for 1010 Winds.
Well, we continue to be spared the brunt of the virus in the U.S. 60 cases right now being treated. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
St. Patrick's Day is still more than a couple of weeks away, but Staten Island is holding its parade this Sunday, and it's a throwback of sorts. LGBTQ groups need to apply to march.
Carol Bullock, the executive director of the Pride Center of Staten Island, dropping off a long letter of application, asking to please let them take part in this great Staten Island tradition. They walked away denied again, not even allowed a meeting for discussion. Bullock says she's emotional.
You walk out and sad, frustrated, some anger probably thrown in there. But I have to tell you, Glenn, that every single day I've opened my laptop and somebody is reaching out saying how appalled they are at this and what can they do to support.
Now, among those boycotting the parade in support of the Pride Center, Borough President Jimmy Otto
and DA Mike McMahon. Glenn Schuck, 10-10 wins here on Forest Avenue in Staten Island.
A scary incident at a school in East Harlem. A man followed a girl into the building and groped her.
Students arrive here at Isaac Newton Middle School with no incident a day after a man followed a student inside and groped her.
I saw when he was locking him up yesterday.
Derek Amos, who dropped off his daughter, says he's alarmed that the man police identified as 52-year-old Anthony Anderson was allegedly able to get inside.
I don't know how he got in there when their security is very tight. So for him to breach that security, I can't understand it.
Police say a teacher tackled the man and held him until they arrived.
It's good that somebody was thinking and somebody was pretty much on top of it.
The Department of Education says more security has been added. Darius Ranzius, 10-10 wins in East Harlem.
A homecoming for two-time heavyweight boxing champ Shannon Briggs, returning to his native Brownsville, Brooklyn. And he tells 10-10 wins he's joined with former boxing great Mike Tyson to open a new gym.
Being from Brownsville, Brooklyn, a very rough neighborhood, there's not much opportunities. I think this gives a lot of options, opportunities for people. I mean, everyone's not going to be a boxer, but some people may become managers or promoters or trainers or even, judges.
Briggs says he's also working with Tyson on a new docuseries. He was so chill, just a nice guy. That's the assessment of a young Mets fan named Braden who met slugger Pete Alonso at spring training. In fact, Braden met all of the Mets when he got to go into the locker room. And Braden has cystic fibrosis. The team decided to give him a once-in-a-lifetime experience in Port St. Lucie this week. He didn't just hang out in the clubhouse. He suited up and took the lineup card to home plate before the game.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.